Fourth quarter about to begin. 42-39. Wallasey with the lead and the basketball as we start the final 8 minutes of regulation. As we told you, Wallasey has already played two overtime games this season. They've won one and lost one. Warriors with the ball going the other way. Maddox Everingham right wing against Bricker. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball called against the Tigers. Carson Gould will get his first. First against the Tigers in the fourth quarter. And out of bounds to Wallasey. They get it in. Shoemaker hands it right back to Miles Everingham, who's guarded by Finlinson. Finlinson right there, but not close enough for a count. Right corner for Holzwart, who's been huge for them. He had 7 points out of their 15 in the third quarter. A lean-in jump shot is around and out, no good by Zbarth, and Finlinson has the rebound for Warsaw. They get a stop. Can they get a score to back it up? Carson Gould dribbles right, hands back to Bricker. Bricker had the ball knocked out of his hands. He'll go back to get it. Now he picks up his dribble and fights Carson Gould. Gould looking for cutters, nobody open. Now Carson will spin around and give it back to Finlinson. Finlinson's going to balance the floor, and he'll drive it left and hand off to Berger. Berger against Holzwart. Now to Carson Gould on the right corner. Up the baseline against Shoemaker. Shoemaker took a swipe at it. Play goes on. Finlinson up the baseline. Pull up 15-footer. Short. Rebound tip. Martin grabs it. Reverse layup. No good. And we're going to have a foul called on the Tigers. Berger's going to get a foul for over the back, and that'll be his fourth. Finlinson forced up a 10-footer. He's kind of trying to take over the game here. I get it. But was not necessarily an open shot. What Coach Moore calls plus shots. I forget. I'll have to ask him. Positive advantage shots. Holzwart at the other end. Left side for Everingham. Back to Holzwart. Out top for Miles Everingham. Warsaw looks like they're in a zone here. They are. Maddox Everingham, three-pointer, good. His third of the game. His 11th of the season. It's the largest lead of the game for Wallasey, 45-39. Finlinson out at the top. Right side, Carson Gould. Bricker wants it inside. Finlinson looking in there, can't get it there. Now to Martin. Martin backs it out, 6:08 left. Martin against Shoemaker. Backs him down, ball stripped away. Taken back by Berger, and a whistle and timeout called by Matt Moore. Timeout Tigers, 6:02 to play, fourth quarter. Wallasey 45, Warsaw 39, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you in the Tiger Den. 6:02 to go. Warsaw trails Wallasey 45-39 on the opening night of Northern Lakes Conference play. Gould across the line, drives right, fakes the handoff, up the baseline, out to the near side, Bricker left corner, three-pointer way short. Rebound pinballs out, Finlinson. Warsaw gets a reload. Right wing for Carson Gould, back out to Robbie. He drives and hands off to Bricker. Bricker at the top of the circle, picks up his dribble, out to the right side, Gould, down to the baseline, Martin, and he threw it out of bounds. Again, Warsaw doesn't have that many turnovers, but when you're down by six with 5.5 minutes left, you can't throw the ball away. The Tigers did that right there. Now Wallasey with a chance to really get control of the game in a way that nobody has yet. They lead by six. They've got the ball. They score here. They could go up 8 or 9. Holzwart in the center circle. Still dribbling. Berger not close enough to get a count going. And just dribbling back and forth. Now right side, Miles Everingham. Off a screen from Shoemaker. Warsaw will switch it. He gets around the double team. Slips it out to Shoemaker. Underneath to a wide open Holzwart. He missed it. Defense came back in and bothered him. Bricker grabs the rebound. Luke across the timeline. Three-point arc, free throw line, near side Carson Gould. Gould, Finlinson wants it and gets it 30 feet from the basket. He'll hand back to Bricker. Bricker bodied up by Shoemaker. Now he whips it inside to Berger. Berger outside the lane at the block, banks it in. Berger with his second field goal. He's got 4, 45-41, 4:40 left to play. Warsaw this season does have a comeback win when they trailed after three. That was the Homestead game. But they were down double digits in the fourth quarter, rallied to win by six. Maddox Everingham, right wing, pounding the dribble. Out top, Holzwart against Berger. Left side to Miles. He's guarded by Finlayson. Back out top for Zbarth. Zbarth dribbling off to the right. Backs out beyond the volleyball line, almost to the timeline. He'll drive to the left elbow, then all the way to the wing. Throw back out to Maddox Everingham. 4:05 left to go, fourth quarter. Tigers down by four while we see with the ball. Maddox Everingham, the block, fakes, got double teamed, got it back, shot, a block! Bricker blocked it, and Finlayson comes out of there with it for Warsaw. Robbie in transition. Back to Gould. Thought about Berger in the right corner, kept it instead. Now throws to Berger on the right wing. Back out to Finlayson at the NBA arc. Rocker move down on Holdsworth. Double team. The double team goes away. He'll shoot it and score. Finlayson in double figures for the first time since the first game. And timeout is called by Warsaw, I believe. It's a full because that's all they have left. 3:36 left in the fourth. Warsaw to within two. 45-43. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Let's reset the scene for you. 3:36 left to go, fourth quarter. Wawasee 45, Warsaw 43. Warsaw's been called for two fouls this quarter. Wawasee none. As a matter of fact, Wawasee's only been called for five fouls the entire game. And the possession here belongs to Warsaw. Holdsworth pressured at midcourt by Sullivan. Sullivan got a hand on the ball, but he keeps going. Holdsworth to the elbow, ran into his own man. Had to pick up the dribble, and he threw it away! Oh, Finlayson couldn't grab it. Miles Everingham runs down the lane, kicks it out. Now it is Shoemaker. Nope, check that. It's Hoffert. Hoffert out against Bricker in the center circle. Not a near sideline for Everingham. Back out to Hoffert. Left side for Holdsworth. 3 minutes left to go. Wall would see the ball in a two-point lead. Miles Everingham. Right side for the Warriors. To Maddox Everingham. Swinging around left side for Holdsworth. Now to Zbarth. Into the corner. A drive up the baseline. A pull-up jumper is good. Miles Everingham with just his second basket of the game, 47-43. Bricker in transition for three, in and out, and the rebound's grabbed by Zbarth for Wawasee. They've got the ball up by four, 2:30 left to go. Across the line, the pass tipped out of bounds by Brant Martin. Martin and Bricker together have 20 points. Finlayson's the leading scorer with 11 right now. Still the hero of the game to be named. On the inbounds, they get it into Miles Everingham. Now to Holdsworth. Back up the sideline to Miles. Now to the far side for Hoffert. They've got him in there for ball handling and free throw shooting. Out top, Miles Everingham for three, and he hit it. They caught the Tigers over-rotated. Wawasee leads 50-43. Carson Gould on the drive. Starts in, stops, then goes again, then stops again. Kicks it out to Bricker. 2 minutes to go. Bricker with a lean-in, eight-footer. He rimmed it short, and a foul is called. And Luke Bricker will shoot two for the Tigers, who trail by seven with 1:55 left. The foul is called on Miles Everingham. His first, and again, that's just the sixth foul of the game called against Wawasee. Bricker to shoot two, 14 out of 15 for the line so far this season. First one is in. His average 22. He's at half that right now. Warsaw has not benefited from the physical play in either the JV game or the varsity game. Bricker shoots again. Missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Wawasee. Miles Everingham with the rebound. And the Warriors are in control. Up by six. Zbarth down the lane all the way in. Puts it up and in. Everybody looking around for something. Nothing was called. Zbarth with 13, and it's an 8-point lead. In the corner near side, Martin works his way into the lane, stumbles, a whistle, and a foul call. Wawasee by 8 with 95 seconds left. Miles Everingham with his second, team second. They still have two free ones to give. Carson Gould on the baseline, looking. Out top, Sullivan, right back to Carson Gould. Jab step against Hoffert, takes him down, spins him to the baseline, forced it up, and got it. Gould with 8, and timeout Tigers. 1:28 left to play. Wawasee 52, Warsaw 46. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tigers score. Gould with 8 points. Carson had 5 total points in 4 games. He's got 8 tonight. Again, some missed free throws haven't helped the cause. Warsaw hasn't missed that many, but they haven't shot that many. They are 1-for-3 at the free throw line. Again, Wallace, he's been called for 7 fouls through the first 30 minutes of the game. Warsaw will press. Finlinson, Gould, Sullivan, Martin, and Bricker out there for Warsaw. And it'll be Miles Everingham. He can run the end line, and he does, and he got it into Zbarth. Zbarth deep in the backcourt. Up the middle, bangs into Carson Gould. Carson knocked it away, taken away. Sullivan the steal. Ahead to Martin. He got tripped up. He put it up. He missed it. And a foul called. Martin, I think, tripped on his own at midcourt. But then he got in the lane. He got bumped. And he'll go to the free throw line. Zbarth with a foul, his third. Every point matters now. Brant Martin shoots and missed it. Hit the front of the rim, kicked off to the left. One more coming up for Martin, who's got 10 points. That one's in the air. That one's good. 11 for Martin, 52-47. On the inbound, they get it to Maddox Everingham, not a Zbarth. In the backcourt, Miles Everingham. Miles dribbling against Finlinson. Double team back there. Picks up his dribble. And a whistle and timeout taken by Wallasee. That had 10 seconds written all over it. This will be a 30-second timeout. We keep it here. Warsaw trails 52-47. Girls are in action tomorrow at Wallasee. JV at 6:15. Because the boys play Grace at 6, we will not be able to be there to broadcast it to you on the radio. But there is a live video stream that will be supplied by Wallasee. And you can watch that, and I believe that it's absolutely free. That is a student-run operation. Our good friend Jeremy Van Loo and our other good friend Phil Huppet are in charge of that. And we'll actually probably be wrapping up our broadcast about the time varsity starts. Wallasee throws it in. Zbarth in the backcourt. 1:06 to go. Tigers need a miracle. They're down by 5. Zbarth to the line and across. Into a double team. Got it out of there. Hoffert jumps a pass. Foul call. Martin with the foul. His second. Only the third team foul. So out of bounds at the end of the Wallasee bench closest to the scorer's table. Into the backcourt to Zbarth again. Pressure by Carson Gould. Now up the far sideline. A trap is there and timeout taken. Hoffert got trapped and had to burn a timeout. Wallasee has another 30. And they're going to take that as a 30 with 49 seconds to go. Our coverage from the Manahan Orthopedic Capital Center tomorrow begins at 5:30 on News Now Warsaw. That's a strange. The official, as I was talking, the official walked all the way across the court and told our cheerleaders to make sure they're off the court. The ball is completely at the other end. I have no idea how he saw that. And frankly, they've not been out on the court that I've noticed. Miles Everingham to throw it in, trying to get to Zbarth, can't, and he'll throw it to midcourt where it's grabbed by Maddox Everingham, who lost the ball. Martin a steal, and then he got knocked over to midcourt and a foul called. Zbarth picked up his fourth. Out of bounds to Warsaw on the fourth Wallasee foul with 43.6 left. Tigers still have life. They have one timeout left. Martin near the center circle in the inbounds. Driving left. Lost the handle on it. It went to Finlinson. Finlinson up the baseline. Down to the block. Couldn't shoot. Out to Bricker. 33 seconds. Bricker up the left side of the lane. Puts it up and in. Timeout, Tigers. Their final timeout. 29 seconds left to go in the game. It's a full. Warsaw within 3. 52-49. And we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. All right, one of the other officials came over to our cheerleaders and further clarified what the other official was supposed to say. When the other team is running the end line to throw the ball inbounds, the cheerleaders can't be past the sideline. They have to stay on the sideline side of the court. That's not what was expressed to them. I looked at that, and he said, you need to stay back. Well, that doesn't tell them anything. All right. Three-point game, 29 seconds left. Still hope for the Tigers here. A stop and a score would be big. And they get it inbounds. Holdsworth up the sidelines. Runs into Finlinson. Ran into Bricker. And he's able to get it out of there. And a foul is going to be called. One official is going to call jump ball. And the other calls a foul. That'll be 14 fouls on Warsaw. Sullivan with his third. Well, we see ball on the sideline. Tigers don't have much time. Remember, they don't have any timeouts left. So their next shot needs to be a three-pointer because they can't stop the clock. And they bounce it into the far corner for Everingham. He dribbles out of trouble. Foul called with 19.2 left. And that's on Finlinson. That's his third. Bonus in effect now. Maddox Everingham at the line. He has not missed yet this season. 16 out of 16. He has a basket in each quarter. He shoots. It's good. And that one is big trouble for the Tigers because now they have to score twice and they don't have a timeout to stop the clock in between. Everingham shoots again and Maddox makes them both. It's a full timeout for Wauwatosa with 19 seconds to go. Wauwatosa leads 54-49 over Warsaw. We're back after a final timeout on News Now Warsaw. Time running out on the Tigers. They trail 54-49. Trying to avoid their first loss to Wauwatosa in a while. December of 2017 when Warsaw lost here 28-20. Warsaw needs two baskets and they don't have any timeouts left. Carson Gould through the center circle. Trying to hand off to Martin. He did. Gives back to Bricker. He'll turn and fire up a long three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound to Wauwatosa and the Warriors are going to win. Martin gets his third foul. He came over the top. And with 10 seconds left, Wauwatosa has two free throws to completely put this game out of reach. Not that it's not already. Without any timeouts, Warsaw, even if you miss both, would need even more of a miracle than you can imagine. Maddox Everingham back to the free throw line where he just made his 17th and 18th on a perfect free throw shooting season, and he remains so with his 14th point of the game. We told you Wauwatosa was better. They are better. Tonight, they're better than the Tigers. Everingham shoots for his 15th point. And it's good. And the Warriors will take their final timeout. We will keep it here with 10 seconds to play. This is Lou Lefever wanting to remind his kids not to cause any trouble here, to celebrate this victory, which they most certainly will. It's been a long time. It's been 6 years. And that win came here, too. And they earned it. When it came clutch time, they made all the plays necessary. Warsaw will practice one of their last second plays. There's no time to waste here. You've got an opportunity to practice a play that you don't get to try very often. And so Warsaw is going to try it. They get it into Martin. Martin will race it down, hand back to Finlinson. He'll turn and shoot a three-pointer. It's an air ball. Bricker, the reverse layup, good. Warsaw can't stop the clock. And, actually, Warsaw did stop the clock. One of the Warsaw players knocked the ball up into the crowd. 9/10 of a second left. They'll throw it down the length of the court. Bricker picks it off. The buzzer sounds. The game is over. And the Wawasee Warriors have come to the Tiger Den and beat Warsaw the opening night of the Northern Lakes Conference 2023-2024 by a score of 56-51. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, Wawasee 56, Warsaw 51. Final scoring for Wawasee, who's now 4-2, 1-0 in the conference. You had Miles Everingham, 7, but 5 of those in the fourth quarter, including a huge three-point basket. You had Darius Lewis off the bench with 5 points. And then you had 3 in double figures. You had Colin Zebarth with 13, Nolan Holzwart with 14, and Maddox Everingham with 15. For the Tigers, who fall to 3-2 and 0-1 in the conference, Meidenberger, 4 points, Luke Yeager, 2, Carson Gould with 8, which is 3 more than he had in the first 4 games combined. And then you had 3 in double figures, Brant Martin, 11, Robbie Finlinson with 11, and Luke Bricker finished with 15. Wawasee pretty much led it from the start, although the numbers that I give you in a second will dispute that, but I'll explain. Wawasee led it 13-9 after one, 27-25 at halftime, 42-39 after three, and they win at 56-51. We were tied 6 times, 5, 7, 13, 19, 21, and 29, and there were 6 lead changes, but Warsaw never led after halftime. The JV game went to Warsaw 47-37. The JV is now 4-1 of the year. Tristan Wilson had 10. 3 others had at least 7 points. The freshman last night beat Wawasee 34-28. The freshman team under Jalen Reese is now 7-0. Again, the varsity final, Wawasee 56, Warsaw 51. We'll give you the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen and company in the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. Time for the final stats here in the Tiger Den. Wawasee celebrating a 56-51 win over Warsaw. And again, the all-time series, this was the 68th meeting and just the 16th time going back to consolidation in 1969 that Wawasee has beat Warsaw in boys basketball, and the first time here in the Tiger Den since 2017. Before we give you the stats, Matt Moore has just arrived up here, so we'll talk with him first. That was a physical game tonight, Coach.
It was. It was a classic Northern Lake Conference game. You got to give their guys credit, man. They hit big shots when they needed to, and they were poised. And you know, at some point, somebody's better than you on certain nights, and tonight, in those big moments, it meant it was important to them, and they made plays. And you got to tip your hat to them.
Part of that is your guys weren't able to run freely in their offense. Every time they moved, they got bodied, bumped, and checked. And until the last couple minutes of the game, Wawasee had less than 5 team fouls for the entire game. What do your guys – does that say something about the physical condition of your guys, or is that just – kudos to Wawasee for the way they play defense?
Well, the refs write the rules every night, right? So certain nights you're going to have games get called really tight. Other nights it's called differently. So you got to figure out what they're calling and what they're not calling, and you got to learn to play. And, you know, I think some of the calls were kind of touchy, but we get kind of handsy also. They were physical on some of the cuts, like you said. But I do think we got shots in the basket area like we wanted. We had open big advantage shots, and, you know, in games like this, you're not going to get a ton of those because you're going to be scouted, and you got to be able to make the ones that you do get. And they made their shots tonight, and the ones that we had, you know, for whatever reason tonight, we did not make them.
For you, what, I mean, obviously they made big shots at the end. What were the other things that turned this game in their favor?
You know, I think they did a really nice job of just continuing to stay in what they do. I thought at times we kind of got out of who we need to be, played sideways, kind of played hero ball a little bit, rather than just living in your stuff and allowing things to develop and evolve. You know, we did a good job. I thought Carson did a really good job of picking his spots, and that's a huge bright spot for us. And You know, we went to the slips on the flares. You know, we got a handful of those to kind of get back in the game. But, you know, we got to have our guys be able to take some of that control and to figure out how am I being guarded, or what are they doing, or how have they adjusted, versus us having to tell them in timeouts. And I think that's coming, but guys have to receive that information as well. You know, and I think for us the bright spot was Carson tonight. You know, he starts to be the guy that we know that he is, and there's still a lot of room there that he's going to get better. But I really look forward to kind of seeing what this can do for him to boost his confidence.
I asked him at school today, was it, how good did it feel to see that ball go in at the game last Saturday? Because it was a four-point game. He made a three-pointer. You say that that's coincidental. It doesn't matter. To him, it mattered a lot, and it showed in this game.
Yeah. And you know, we left some free throws, I think, out there on the board. Luke missed one. Brant missed one. Carson might have missed one. But again, the competitive nature of these games is good, because I think this is what you want. Obviously, you want to win, right? There's no question about that. But learning how to figure out how to win. You know, this group, as we've talked about before, they've been really reliant on guys that aren't here anymore. And now, like we've talked about, it's their time to figure this out of how do they, you know, mesh it together so the outcome is what you want in one possession games in the fourth quarter. I thought we broke down defensively in our trapping a little bit, whether it's fatigue or whether it's just not, you know, the competitive spirit and the urgency that we've got to have. But again, there's definitely some things there that I hope that we can take with this. I mean, obviously it means a lot to them, to come here and to get a victory. And I challenged them. I was like, who are we enthusiastic about to go and win a game like that against? You know, who would that be for us? Because I think that is part of it, your competitive nature to really want to do something collectively together as a group is an important thing. And I think they possess that. I think, though, that we've got to do a good job of kind of bringing that out every day in practice and continue to strive for, you know, hitting our ceiling, what we can become.
It's not going to get any easier, because tomorrow you're going to Grace, you're going to play on a 94-foot floor, and you're going to play against the South Bend Washington team that looks really good here early in the season.
Yeah, and it's a different game, right? It's a completely different atmosphere in terms of, you know, the venue. It's a different atmosphere in terms of the type of team you're going to play. They're going to be fast. They're going to be physical. They've got one of the best players in the sophomore class in the Reynolds kid. And so, yeah, we've got our hands full. That's why we built the schedule the way we did. And we've got to be tested on back-to-back nights. If you want to earn the right to get to that Saturday, you got to do the things you got to do. And tomorrow gives us a chance to kind of measure ourselves again.
We'll talk to you in the morning.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers after a 56-51 loss here to Wauwatosa. The final stats are brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Wauwatosa for the game shot the lights out. 20 of 31 for the field, 64.5%. They were 6 of 7 from three-point range, and 10 of 11 at the free throw line. Contemplate that for just a second. They made 10 of 11 free throws, 6 of 7 from three-point range. They shot 14 of 24 from two-point range for the contest. For Warsaw, really good also. 24 of 42, that's 57%. But here's where it falls apart. The Tigers were only 1 of 13 from three-point range. If they go 3 of 13 from three-point range, the outcome looks totally different, and Coach Moore was correct. Warsaw only shot 5 free throws, and they only made 2 of them in the game. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 17 to 14. The Tigers with 9 assists, and Wauwatosa with 10. Warsaw with 8 turnovers, and Wauwatosa finished with 9. Individually, Luke Bricker, 7-11 for the field, 0 of 4, though, from the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Robbie Finlinson, 5 of 11 from the field, 1 of 5 from the arc, 11 points. Maiden Berger was 2 of 2. Brant Martin, 5 of 10, 0 of 2 from three-point range, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And Carson Gould, 4 of 4 from the field, all from inside the arc, but he also missed a free throw. Rebound leader for the Tigers in the game, you had Robbie Finlinson and Luke Yeager, each with 4. Yeager had 4 rebounds in 12 minutes, only played 12 minutes because of foul problems. And assist-wise, Carson Gould had 4. Brant Martin had 3 steals to lead Warsaw in that particular category. Those are the final stats. They're brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. We'll come back with the play of the game next on News Now Warsaw. Back inside the Tiger Den, 56-51. Wawasee wins for the first time in 6 years over Warsaw. That also was in the Tiger Den here, a 28-20 final score. Tonight, 56-51. The Warriors win. They are 1-0 in the conference. The Tigers are 0-1. It's time for the play of the game. It's brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped with tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, and important meeting now. There are several good choices, not just choices, good choices for the play of the game. But the one I'm picking is with Wawasee in possession of the ball, leading, I believe, by 5 points. And they got Miles Everingham free about 25 feet out, straight out from the basket. Everingham had 2 field goals in the game, 1 in the first, 1 earlier in the fourth. Miles takes 1 hard dribble, shoots a 3-pointer, and makes it. And that really put the game out of reach for the Tigers. They did make that late push at the end, but it was not enough. And the Warriors win the game 56-51. And the play of the game belongs to Miles Everingham, who hit a 3-pointer, his 5th in 6 games, to give Wawasee the victory, 56-51. The play of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We'll come back and wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. Well, there have been a lot of nights that Wawasee fans have made that drive, whether they go Old 30 or New 30, up State Road 13 to wherever they're going. Maybe they go into Milford, they drive up State Road 15. There's been a lot of nights where they've gone home unhappy. That will not be the case tonight. They win at Warsaw 56-51. They get their 4th win in 6 games, and they are 1-0 in the conference. The Tigers fall to 0-1. We will have Tiger Talk tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. We'll talk with Lenny Krebs about the girls' game against Columbia City on Tuesday and preview the Wawasee game tomorrow night in the Hardwood Teepee. Matt Moore will be in to talk more about tonight's game and preview the South Bend Washington game. And then we'll have the boys' game from Grace starting at 5:30. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 o'clock. And we'll have that on News Now Warsaw. A reminder that if you're coming to the game at Grace on Saturday night, your All Sports Pass does not work at Grace College. There's a $10 fee. That ticket is good for all day. So if you want to go watch Concord play early, they play the early game of the day. They play against East Noble. That would be something that you could do with that ticket. You can actually go home. You could watch the Concord game, go home, and then come back for the Warsaw game later. That's a ticket for all day. But the one thing you can't do is show your All Sports Pass, because they will not let you in. If you're thinking, well, I'll just watch it, I know they have video, I'll just watch it, they are charging $10 for access to the live stream also. So might as well come to the game, pay your $10, go to gclancers.com and buy your tickets that way. And then you can just show them your phone when you walk in and be all set to go for the rest of the day. Well, 3 games over 2 days. The freshmen from Warsaw beat Wawasee last night, 34-28. They're 7-0. The JV won here earlier tonight, 47-37. Tristan Wilson had 10 points. The JV is 4-1. And in the varsity game, Maddox Everingham, 15. Nolan Holtwart, who had 14 points, which is twice his average of 7. And Colin Zebarth coming off that wrist injury with 13. Wawasee beats Warsaw 56-51. Again, game time tomorrow night at the MOCC is 6 p.m. Our coverage begins at 5:30. For Steve Scott back at the station, I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. If not the outcome, 56-51, Wawasee wins over Warsaw. Stay tuned. We have Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk coming up next.